Shus, my rabbi, say, Karabonim, Shivas. The Shiva, though, at Megabetan. The Shiva Megabetan, Yoiskan, oh, 50 English. Fifty-fifth yard site to Rabbi Rabbi, Mal Mishra Baron Zichron Lebracha, Shimon Kletzka Lakewood, and the Oilem is a young Oilem. We don't know him. It's not one dart, three darts for you almost. Kenemdish, they have people behind the Kendor. Say something about him. Was me out Tamidim we saw from we learned from him. Kids we learned. Tipa Minayom. Right. Mamash Tipa Minayom. Shiva Zalibracha was a goy nadir and then. Everyone knew that. And Ilui, a Maridig Ilui. Maridig Ilui, goyness. Eventually goyness shook up. But that didn't make him a goyin. He had a gvaldik amedus matera. Always omo matera. Gvaldik amedus. It's a mutchit. Right? And by him, he had a shrek I'm off for years in a certain halacha. A Rambam was very sure, a goyin. And years later, he found the teretz. He has some simcha. He sees the amitas ha'tera. He knew that has to be emes. He was mutchik for years. He could be mutchik on akasha, and he saw that kora teretz had a gavalik simcha. He saw the amitas ha'tera. Amitas ha'tera is emes. There's everything in Torah is emes. You have a shortcut. You have to work and work till you understand properly. We saw you would say, you send a shiur, I'd say, the Shabbos afternoon in the summer, Friday night already, it was late. When they finished eating, we would say the preview for the shiur to the Choshev Bacharim. Choshev Bacharim. I wasn't Zoich before the Choshev Bacharim, so I wasn't there, but they had Choshev Bacharim, they're all Hashivas, Sabotka, Hashiv, other. They are the shiur. And after the shiur, it's late already, he run to the Beis Medrash, bet by Nacht, asking to borrow more for chakras. He's running to the Beis Medrash to learn by turn. It was already late at night. He ran to the Beis Medrash to learn. And out the Yid was running. Shabbos now to run, only to the Beis Medrash now to learn. I don't know, they can only run to mitzvah, you have to run. Tifkite and learning was meridic. I remember once, the first time I came, I was on 17, met him first, came to the shul the first time. He asked up Kashman and Kvegan Beyer. Stark Kashman, man. And he told me, Psa Teretz. Didn't make sense to me. America told me the Choshev Roshivas then. I guess Roshiv in America. I also didn't understand the Teretz. Around 20 years later, I was sitting in the Kodesh, learning the Masechta again, and saw the Derech Rav. So I understood what the Teretz was. Sometimes it took 20 years to find out, understand what the Teretz was. I'm Shani Gutschbet. So sometimes you don't understand, you have to have work on it. Not right away, you can put it on the video, you come back years later, you'll understand it. Shiva Levracha grew up as a Yosem. His father died when he was young, his mother was a Yosem. Yosef said, Baruch Nekin, what can you expect? Go through a lot of problems in life. And the bottom of this field, they suffer problems. Didn't make a bother to him. He had to go, come to Tamat Chochem. He had a lot of energy and put it all into learning. Wasn't interested in anything else. but not only learning, learned in Slabodka. In Slabodka there were two yeshivas, Knesset Yisrael, Knesset Beis Yitzchak. One was named after Yisrael Salanter, Knesset Yisrael, and one was named after Yitzchak Ohanan, Knesset Beis Yitzchak. Knesset Yisrael, named after Yisrael Salanter, was a Musa yeshiva. They learned Musa also. The Musa yeshiva learned Musa. Altam Slabodka ran Knesset Yisrael. And Knesset Beis Yitzchak Yitzchak Ohanan. Okay, told them not, they didn't learn Musa. So even though the Rishiva learned at the time of Knesset Beis Yitzchak, you want to say that to hear about Bear also. But he learned Musa from Alta. The Malta of Slabodka had a Gewaldig Hashpo on him. And the Rishiva, the ganze Leben, was about Musa. Not only was it going out there and learning, but it's about Musa. Every Musa Seder was there, the whole Musa Seder, this is behind Musa's going tight. You have to have Musa. The south, the Alta, Torah's Talmidim, can't live without Musa. Bem Zazoi, originally started Musa, there are people against Musa. Well, Machlokes, that's what Knesset Beis Yitzchak was without Musa. Robert, even when he was from Knesset Beis Yitzchak without Musa, he said later on, even Chaim was against it. The door changed. That means, free Gedarius, they could have Yer Shemayim from Terrier Lane. Free the Gedarius. There's different Darius. Different Darius need different medicines for the door. They have a different tire. Different things. Hein Tegedor, for Yerushalayim, we need Musa also. That was the whole thing about very exact. Chaim is Moida. Yeah, it's Hein Tegedor. You have to learn Yerushalayim. You can't just learn Torah. Too far away. Too far from the Torah. It's Hashpah from the Gas. The Trey from the Gas. It's a person who needs Kesedim Chazik Yerushalayim. Torah on Yerushalayim Gate. Shabbat the Iker is Torah. Or where you need the Kav Chumta. The word says, you take a lot of Tua. You have a kam chupin, preserves it. That's the preserves the kav chitin. If you have a kav chupin, it's good. If not, nothing's left. The musa is the kav chumtin. So the person has to have your shemayim together with the Torah. And that was the Torah always heard from the Shiva. You have to have your shemayim. What's ikus Torah? Ikus learning. And musam your shemayim machet. You have to have kav chumtin. Other yom, I learned zach sugyas. Said you coil just things. Not the shemushim b'tach sata. All the mesachulim yedaya. A gvaldiga amkus. A gvaldiga hamoki had. That's v'shtein. I had to have a shot in the yoriday. Look at yoriday. He had a shot in jealous in the yoriday. It's kochim all over the place. Their eyes all over. Not just yoriday. I granted that. Over there's Sages of Gerais from Kutchum and this all over the place. Tyrus Kamazachan. Because Tyrus Mikshachas. Everything Tyrus is integrated. You can't just learn in Blat of North. Tyrus is integrated, called Tyrus Kula. Takas used to come Shabbos. He said he ate with the Oilam. Shabbos. I'm Tish. And he has Kash, Gan Shas, you can find Kash anywhere. Shas, we're getting Lenin, doesn't matter which Vesefka. Finibral was with Yes and Kashas. There was different things, different names, had altered, younger. And we're getting Lenin, Gan Shas. Mainness was an important thing. The mainness return. Besides that, we came to America, saying that in Europe, it was undertaken in Europe than in America. In Europe, you had less, so he also had some talk at Tzibur, but they were Doyle Oilem, he had the Chaim Boiser and the other ones come up, Molik Doyle in the Hanhog of the Zach. And he was also Mekusher in a man for Tzark at Tzibur. We came to America in Muhammad's site, Tavshim Yidim, Tavshim Beis. It was after the Horm in Europe. Horm in Europe, all the Mekhemes HaTeru, Nechrov, nothing was left. Nothing of Horban. And people felt sure Torah is finished. Torah is finished. That's, that was the feeling in the in the in the field of from oil. Come, it will be a Shemar Torah. Torah was long with a more Torah than this time. Yeah, get Torah. It'll be a Shemar Shabbos. You know, come learn a little bit of Shabbos, learn a little bit of Shul. Shemar Shani Yid. The Yeshivas and Reuch understood that the Welt, the world, cannot exist without Klal Yisrael. Bereishis, Bar Elokim, Bishvil Yisrael, Shnik Bereishis. The whole purpose of the B'ri is for Klal Yisrael. You have to understand, every one of you, the world was created for you. You're Yisrael, the world was created for you. Bishvil Yisrael, Bereishis, Beis means Bishvil. V'yak B'rach, Bishvil Rach. Bishvil Reishis, Bishvil Yisrael, Shnik Reishis. The whole world was created for the Yidden. Tachos of B'ri. And the world cannot exist without Klal Yisrael. Okay, I'm going to say that. The world cannot exist without Klal Yisrael. Fine. Klal Yisrael cannot exist without Torah. Klal Yisrael exists, probably exists, probably, because by the Goyim. How can such a crazy thing, Alan Duras, have tried to kill, destroy Klal Yisrael, not just the World War II, Imran, the Crusades, but the Alan Crusader. I was trying to destroy Klal Yisrael, Genghis Khan, Muslim Zion, look in history anywhere. Klal Yisrael still around. Still exists. Why? Because Klal Yisrael exists only through, with Torah. Torah is the key to the Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. They're going to understand. They see there's a Nitzchias of Klal Yisrael. It's interesting. Even Fry Israelis, so many of them, they're amazed at Mayatzer. But they believe there's a nitzchis of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is everlasting. You know where it comes from? Sure, yeah, from Torah. Well, cause us from Torah from my Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael nitzchis. And how do we have to make sure that there will be Torah Klal Yisrael? Because it has to be Tamid Chachom. Tamid Chachom ensures there'll be Torah by Klal Yisrael, and Torah ensures there'll be a Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael ensures there'll be a Welt. So by the Shivas that came after Muhammad. And he sees you have to make yeshivas to produce doinim b'teira. Why? The key of the world is dependent on producing doinim b'teira. If not, there can be no world. There can be no clients. There can be anything. Not just learn Torah a little bit. Doinim b'teira. That if you learn, yeah, you can learn Torah dar too. Stop learning ibeflech b'teira on a lower level. It won't go weiter. To keep the continuity of Torah, you go dar achad dar. You have to have doinim b'teira. And that was his purpose. But he found it's mamish pukur nefesh. We must have done in b'tera. That's the key of the belt. Not just kim. Kai saw kim. Kai saw kim from the belt. And he saw clearly. He gave it over. But at this club, he believed the belay in nefesh. Not just say. Some people say something. Yeah, you know. They rattle off an imam and said, "Nothing." At this club, belay in nefesh. The kim kai saw tam nachon done in b'tera. They came to America, they didn't understand that. They were happy. Learn a bissel. Go to college, go to university, and learn 5 minutes a day. Grace is out. Maybe something more. Right? And he said, no. And then we have to make a monk there, Kula Kurdish. Damatani Shiva, they used to go to college. And I'm like, how was then? The 50s, the college, the other thing. Yeah, they learned also. Some learned the whole day even. But he said, you have to monk Kula Kurdish. Norter. And people, most Baal Matan felt, yeah, to make a parnosa. You can make a parnosa, you'll get a college degree. So you learn Torah, you have to go to college now to live in the Welt. So the Shiva Zot, that's Avodah Zohar. That's saying, who gives you the parnosa? The paper, the poem gives you the parnosa. The poem gives you the parnosa, the Baruch gives you a parnosa. Who gives you a parnosa in life? The Baruch gives you a parnosa. And it exists. It's a poem. They never thought that Torah could exist and people could have parnosa and it should develop like that. How do Shivas come? Because he is miming the kim of Klal Yisrael is dependent on Gdolei Torah. And Gdolei Torah can only design a person that's on game of a line in the Torah. That made us. That has to be that way. Can't take a vote on that.
Hey,
Benjamin came to America, Shalavek, Lakewood Yeshiva, sort of a small oilum, most of the Europeans, Klatska. We had some Americans also. Over the years, come more and more Americans. And even though Shiva Zahraha was a mensch, Kula Kurdish, even mitzvahs, you know, people like to have Shane and Menorahs. The Menorah, the Shiva broke, when you use Alta Zahraha, the Menorah, even the Shiva, I went to make a collection, 25 cents each bought to buy a new Menorah. So there was Alta Zahraha, the Menorah. But the Shiva, every dollar's run, that's I'm Hachzokas HaTeru, that's the biggest mitzvah, more than I have Shane and Hanukkah Menorah. Hachzokas HaTeru is the biggest mitzvah. Hachzokas HaTeru is that the Baruch shouldn't learn. You have to have food for the Baruch to learn. And the understood American Baruch needs something more. So in Lakewood Yeshiva at that time, had an air conditioning. Air conditioning. Most people didn't have an air conditioning house. We didn't have an air conditioning house. Someone's got an air conditioning house. No one had it. But Yeshiva, why? No, he didn't have it. Well, he learned, but Yeshiva's not, he didn't have an air conditioning. He learned in the heat. But in the Stone of Bachrim, you want to make it easy for him to, they shouldn't have tools of not to learn, to have air conditioning based on medicine. Yeah, the 50s, which was uncommon air conditioning. There's no air conditioning. The theaters had air conditioning. If you go to the theater, have air conditioning. So his medicine is like air conditioning. Understood? To make it life different to learn. But he himself, no air conditioning. Learned in the heat. So if you own my share, brought from an air conditioning room, but he always not. But the claim didn't bother him. And the Shiva understood his Malach Rais. Besides, his godless, Amelius Batera, his Amoka Batera, his God Amkus Batera, he felt a tremendous responsibility for Klal Yisrael. That's why he's an Isaac in the wartime, in Hatzolah, Bad Hatzolah, diving force in Bad Hatzolah, saving whatever he can save. So we went to Secretary of Treasury with Unim to get money to buy the Shvuyim. Pants for money, everything. He's very familiar in Hatzolah Klal Yisrael. And he understood things from the Tzarech HaTzibor. He had a terrific perspective. He understood Nitvi the Balabatashesk. He understood Das Balabat, Nek Hepach Das Ter. He made in Eretz Yisrael. He helped all the things, the Moshe, the Chedorim of in Eretz Yisrael. Tachanachatzmoy was a tzarech, because not the going ganzen the moinam, right? Moinam himself held we shouldn't have it. A tashbar they supposed to be, they should make a tashbar also. Tashbar people that had their own no nimachitzonis, but you understand the people who that not have it. They also have something that's kosher. They have tachanachatzmoy. They have to fight for it because the government want to cut it down. Government want to cut it down. You have. Had just the chinuch, the secular, and the so-called chinuch dati lumi, which was the Mizrahi, which all can hepach terah. He's fought against the Mizrahi because that was the hiyot. It was mamash hepach terah. They were the kamazachim, they were for gias bonus, other things. He was mamash eish tov against them. But he's fought all the fight. The primary fighter for Yiddishkeit was the shiva in that side. Basically, zokan mol terah. Is compared to Eish and to Mayim, fire and water. There's two bechinas of Torah. It's compared to water, and it's compared to fire. Right? Quite tough to fire. Torah is Eish. That means the moles are something to tell me the chinas from Mayim. That means, you ask for a shayla, you have to know what to do, you have a shayla and a piece of meat, is it kosher, not kosher. Supplies needs, that's mine. They're not kind of Eish. The difference between Eish and not and mine, Eish grows whatever's there. If it's good pears, it grows good pears. If it's weeds, it grows weeds. Eish turns everything it touches into Eish. It comes Eish. The shears of the rock has turned kind of an Eish. You saw the fire. When he said his shear, when it was a fire, it was a fire. His mamachi. It's burnt the fire about the Torah. And made it was mashpia all the Talmidim. The fire is mashpia fire. It was a Torah of Eish. It's cooked. It was a Muhammad who it burnt. It's going to have fire in the Torah. So you have to call koichi. You have to learn b'chol koichi, not no, maybe Azoi, maybe Azoi, maybe Azoi. It's one emes. You have to fight for it. It's a fire. It made Mashpia the Koyach of fire. Eish. So it's B'chinah for Eish. So came in America. So not only he was involved in his Egen Yeshiva, and he had the Achrayas for the moments from the Yeshiva, besides the Tamidim from the Yeshiva, right? He was involved in all other things. Other Moisachina. In Eretz Yisrael, he was involved in everything. He had to raise money for it. For Eretz Yisrael, it was a Sakona. He fought for Yiddishkeit. He used to be in America. The thing was called the Board of Rabbis. The Board of Rabbis was together. A bunch of rabbis. Reform, conservative, and he's Orthodox also. So the Shivar, that's a mom's Dover also. It's like putting Avodah Zorah in the Beis HaMikdash. I say Board of Rabbis are Orthodox in the Reform. They answered it. He was a Moish. There was a whole bunch of Shiva signed. The Moish for the whole Machlagis was the Shiva he had to fit to Muhammad. And people told him, maybe you're not going to collect money for the Shiva. You can use all the support for the Shiva. It was very difficult times raising money for the Shiva. Who had the money at that time? Only the Madana Yidin. Most people came from Frey Yidin at the Yidin side. You're going to ask the Board of Rabbis, all the rabbis will be against you. It won't be like existing Shivas. Everything like that. They always tell you, do you have money for the yeshiva? When you fight against Giz Barnes, we'll have money for the yeshivas. You fight for the emes. You wouldn't compromise. And Baruch Hashem, emes koi. Emes remains, shikr lo koi, sheker falls. All the false hashkafas. Right, there's no more board of rabbis anymore to fall apart. Over the third, emes blibes. Emes blibes. That's what you have to know. Emes koi, shikr lo koi. Emes. Sheker has only 1 foot, 12 feet. And Emes is bright as that. Emes lasts. That's how it is. The reason Torah lasts over all the Xeris Allah, hundreds, thousands of years, because it's Emes. Emes remains. We have to realize that Torah long is Emes. The Torah is Emes. Doesn't change. Torah does not change. It doesn't change with the times. People think Torah has to change with the times. Torah is Emes. Emes means unchanging. Emes. Doesn't change. Function of Muna. Shein Balei Digdug, where Emes comes from the Amenes, the Shosh Mutanun. Shein Balei Digdug. It comes from, it's unchanged. He was Muna, Baruch Hashem, doesn't change. Emes does not change. Sheker changes. Leibus Tzur, Poshet Tzur, that's Sheker. Everything makes different sheets. Emes is unchanging. We have a Terah's Emes. It doesn't change. The same Terah again, Mahay Sinai. The same Terah will not change. Shiva took a murder yigi and everything. Not just that they understood the king of Klal Yisrael need the moistures for Torah for him, and all over the place now to Israel have to fight for Yiddishkeit. And the reason is because they were fighting for it. That people who fought. That's part of the problems now. Mothers have demonstrations fighting for things. They fought for Giyas brothers, not they fight for nothing. No, there's no more fighting. I always suspect passively. Fucking fighters. Fuck for the same. Kaplan's and Zayda and Natalia. I'm not fighting for Yiddishkeit. Kaplan's. But hi, we fight for Yiddishkeit. He's going to fight for Yiddishkeit. That's a big problem to Dar. Rabbi Yisai is Antach Talmidim. You're going to grow. You have to have an ice cook in that van, grace in Torah. What is grace in Torah? Not everyone's going to be an eel like the Shulz HaRavah. But Godless with Torah has come in my bottom. Rabbi Yankel Havetzky told me once, he heard from an Alta Yid, who was by the Hesped that Yisrael Salanter said for Rav Melchaka Grodno. Grodno. Same place, Grodno, Grodno, depends how you call it. Rav Melchaka was a Shamish in Grodno. He wasn't a Rav, he was a Shamish. But he was a Gvaldik Yerushalayim. A Gvaldik Bachesed, he took a Christ while the Amonis, the Yishayim had nothing to eat. Gvaldik Bachesed, Gvaldik Bachesed. And Gvad Yerei Shemaim. But it wasn't the going Adr in learning, it was the Shemesh. It's good to see his history. You see how to have an Elisha government. And Mardi Agad is a Chofetz Chaim, you can learn by him so what Yerei Shemaim is. You can learn Yerei Shemaim being his Dalai Lamas. So he said that Yisrael Gazok Nehespet, Avram Nochem Karadna, that's what Yanki told me, heard from him from Al Tiyid. He said that around the same time the Malbim was Nifter, as Avram Nochem Karadna. The Malbim was like Adhilu Yishakob. Those are the same Malbim. Right to the same in Halacha, you're a teenager. I mean, I'm serving Haskama, right? Squad of Zarah, never even worried the cup, right? The Malbim. He was about dig everything, you know, Alka and the Chachmas. Worried the Chachmas. So if Yisrael had gesagt, I come to the Oinu Memes, and I'll ask him, why wasn't I like the Malbim? I said, I didn't have a cup like the Malbim. If Yisrael had murdered the cup, he saw a slander. But the Malbim's cup, I don't know. So I have a good chance. I wasn't a Malbim because I didn't have a cup like the Malbim. But they asked him, why I wasn't like a Malbim Karadna? It wasn't a Goyish the cup. But his Yerushalayim was Meredik. It's godless, and there's different godless. Every person can have godless in terms of the Zach. There's godless in Musuka. Everything is godless in Mashpia. There's Gvadri Mashpia in Malbim Karadna. It was Matzah, Monis, everything. So I wouldn't have an answer. Why wasn't it? I didn't have the Yerush Shemaim from Nochem and Seid. It was so good. The Malm's cup of Nishkan. Ever since Shimon, we had Gvalik Malkish Kishreinus. Not only in learning, he had energy to do things, he fought for things, wasn't afraid to fight. I remember Yerayim, he said in Davening, he would say, Mas Ish of Kedoshu, Zayim Adin. Masish, what he does, mitzidin, things that mitzidin didn't do, masish, ufkudosai. What's ufkudosai? So he always attached ufkudosai means his tafkin. Every person has a purpose in life. He was sent here for a purpose. And here for a specific purpose. That's why some people give him different constraints for different abilities, for different purposes. Not everyone has the same purpose. It's the Malm's purpose in life is different than Nochem Karadna. Different. It was kind of a time effect. And he used to say, every person has his tafkin, and the Baruch Shalom looks, did you do your tafkin or not? Not how much you accomplished. Maybe you're supposed to accomplish more. So you hear the Rosh would always say, you see the tears in his eyes, he wasn't sure, he cried, he didn't do his tafkin. He had more to do. He needed to go out to the Zahra Reserve. He felt he didn't complete his tafkin. So, Kudosa, Rosh Hashanah, where I want your mali or tafkin? Yodik Merdik. Every person has to know he's given every bachur. You're given kishronius, you're all sent for a shlichus to accomplish things in the world. And you're given kishron. Now you're starting on, the younger the thing is to amaze the Torah. Torah gives you the Horus and Ayin to see what, as far as emotion, what the purpose of life is. That's what Torah teaches you. And you'll learn now these years you have to come, not grace and terror. And Shpeter, everyone will have his own thing. One will be in Alamdin, and then it'll be a Bamusa, and it'll be in Shemayim, and it'll be about Chesed. Yeah, everyone will have a different purpose in life. But right now, everyone has put all their mayas in terror because everyone needs the light of terror. It's like there's general food and there's specific vitamins. Everyone needs the food of terror, no such thing. That's Lechem. Everyone needs the Lechem. Now they have, each one have his own purpose. But the mayas yet that makes you grow. You come tamini chachom. All the bachim here come tamini chachom. Always constantly striving and raising the madrig and learning your shemaim and chesed. All the things that Torah learned to zoyis and zoyichazayin. Allah tamini chachom.